Hey everyone, this is episode 11 of the Kitchen Stitches podcast, and I'm your host, Summer. You can find me on Ravelry and on Instagram as Summer Yarns, and that is S-O-M-E-R-Y-A-R-N-S. And you can also join our Ravelry group. It's Kitchen Stitches on Ravelry. We are currently up to 38 members, and I would love to see more. I am trying to this recording without the microphone I have been using. One of our listeners said that the audio quality had been a little low, except for on one episode where it was perfect. And I thought I knew what I had done differently, but after thinking about it, I realized that that was a different episode, and I think what I'm doing now is what I did before. So, Tiffany, if you hear this, if you can give me feedback and let me know if it's better, or if any of you can tell me if it's better. When I have listened, I don't listen to all of my episodes just because I can't listen to myself, but the ones that I have listened to, I haven't really been able to tell a difference, and I don't know if it's the app I'm using, but I don't, you know, obviously I want the quality to be as good as possible. So I'm trying this tonight. Let me know if there are problems with it. I also want to thank Mrs. Shu from the Innisknit podcast for my new iTunes review. If you are not watching the Innisknit video podcast with Sarah and Christy, you really need to check them out. It is one of my favorites, and they're adorable, and they're a lot of fun to watch. So I am up to 6 iTunes reviews. If you like what you hear, please go give me a review and any of your other podcasters that you watch. So let's see. Today I am going to talk about my finished objects, and I have a big one, and my whips, which I have a ton of whips, but some of them I'm just going to lump all together into, these are just some things I've worked on. New on the needles, a little bit of talking about upcoming projects, a little bit about our knit along, my burst objects. Did I mention I have a big one? I finally finished my vitamin D. For those of you who are just tuning in and haven't heard me talk about it, I started my vitamin D in August of 2011. So it was on the needles for 2.5 years. Now, granted, I was not working on it all of the time. I put it aside for a while. I think I just got bored with it. I don't really remember why I had quit working on it. And then I had done one sleeve and it was too big, and I felt like it was going to be too big. So I was frustrated and put it aside. But then once I got the sleeve how I wanted it, I worked on it fairly steadily and finally just picked it up within the past few months and said, I'm going to finish this. And my deadline was to finish it by my birthday, and I did that by a few days. That, speaking of my vitamin D, that is a paid pattern by Heidi Kermeyer. You can find the Ravelry download. I used Barocco Ultra Alpaca Light in a chocolate brown color. I think the ball band itself doesn't say the color, but if I look on webs, I think the color is dark chocolate. And it is a really pretty chocolatey brown. Excuse me. I can't tell you how pleased I am with this. For one, it fits. And it fits nicely. It is really pretty. I've gotten a lot of compliments on it. And I feel like I'm just wearing a bundle of love when I wear it. I love this sweater so much. And it has actually made me want to knit more. So I'll talk about that in my works in progress. I also finished the Naturalist Cowl, which is a test knit by my mom, who is Virginia Rose Jeans, and she is a Free Spirit on Ravelry and a Free Spirit One on Instagram. She is also the owner of Absolute Wonder on Etsy. And like I said, this was a test knit for her. I used Misty Alpaca Sport in Red Fiesta Melange, which is kind of a rusty red with a little bit of blue in there. It's really, really pretty. Like I said, this was a test knit. It took me a little longer than I would have liked, but that was because I was determined to finish the vitamin D. I've given feedback on the test knit. In my case, it's the one I made. It's a little smaller than I would like, but the pattern itself is really pretty. And I know that she is working on some modifications. Actually, I got them in my email today that I need to look at. So, Mom, hopefully by the time you listen to this, I will actually have looked at it and gotten back to you. The only other thing I finished, I did two more hexapuffs for the beekeeper's quilt. I think that's what it's called. And these two, one of them was out of Desert Vista Dye Works in the Hamburg Philharmonic colorway, which is what I made my my son's mitts that I gave him for Christmas. And I can't remember the pattern right now. It started with a J. And then the other one was in McMullen Fiber Company sock yarn. I think it was Squishy is the name of the yarn in the President Snow colorway, which was part of the Hunger Games Club about 2 years ago. And that one is white with red flecks. I'm actually using those to make a pair of socks right now, and I'll talk about those in a minute as well. So those are cute. And of course, I mean, if you have never made a hexapuff, it takes me about 45 minutes to an hour to make one. And it's just a nice instant gratification project, whatever. So those are my only finished objects. My hoe, or my half finished object, is my first Mardi Gras sock. And I will talk about the work in progress in a minute, but yay for having one sock done. And it's pretty too. Although I have to say I'm having a little bit of second sock syndrome. Again, I'll talk about it in just a minute. On to my whips. The one that I have been doing, I've been trying to work on every day, and I've talked about this in the past, how I am tackling my works in progress right now, is I have one project that I am working on every day, and then I rotate through a handful of other ones. As Cherie from Kirby Warby Yarn said on the Suburban Stitcher podcast not too long ago, I'm kind of considering it my quota knitting. I've got 15 minutes-ish of one project that I rotate through every night. So right now, my main project is Noodle, which is a Chihuahua pattern by Susan Claudino. And I am almost done with the head on this. It's worked. The pattern has you working the body and head are together, and you start at the bottom of the body and work up to the head. And then you're supposed to do the ears and the muzzle and the legs and all of that. But I didn't have my eyes yet for it when I started, so I started with my ears. So I've got my ears and my muzzle done. I am almost done with the head. And then I just have to do the legs and the tail. It's not a hard pattern. I am a little bored with it, even though it's going to be so cute when it's done. I'm just ready to get it done. Nothing wrong with the pattern. It is actually a great pattern. And I'm using Three Irish Girls Springville Worsted in the You Are My Sunshine colorway, which was a special colorway a few years ago that was for, proceeds went to a charity. And it's got blues and greens and yellows, maybe some more colors in there, but I wasn't sure what I would do with it when I got it because I thought it would be too busy, but it's perfect for this, and I actually would love to do something else with it if I have some left, or if I can beg some off my friend Katie, who has a lot. Next work in progress is my Kebne Kaiser socks. This is a free pattern by Frida of Friday Studios. This is the one I am using, the McMullen Fiber Company sock in President Snow. I have finished one sock, and I am at the heel on sock two. These are actually going very quickly for the fact that I am only working on them at work. For the most part, I started them on January 1st and did most of the cuff before I took them to work. Then I brought them home to do the heel on the first one and the toe on the first one. And I have them at home now so I can do the heel, and then I'll take them back to work. And it's actually, I mean, considering that the only time I get to work on it is during my breaks and lunch, at work. They're growing very quickly. They're kind of odd looking. Whenever I show them to anyone, the reaction is kind of like, huh, those are interesting. But when I put the first one on, it actually looks a lot better on. So I'll make sure to post pictures of that when it's done. The third thing I'm working on, as I mentioned above, where I have my hoe, is my vanilla latte socks, which is a pattern, again, by my mom, of a free spirit on Ravelry. I am using Hawassee Creek Dye Works in the Party Gras colorway, and I am on the cuff of sock 2. And then actually just remind, I need to go, when I am done recording, I need to count, because I wasn't paying attention to the fact that I was doing the cuff. I've done two stripes, which should be just about the cuff. I may have a little bit more to go. But these are really fun. You know, it's just self-striping, really basic pattern. The colors are vibrant. They're exactly what I wanted when I asked. I'm so sorry. I've completely blanked on her name. Hawassee Creek Dye Works. That is Christy. Yes. Sorry, Christy, if you're listening. I got this custom ordered, and the colors are just spot on to what I had in mind. So I don't know why I'm having a little bit of second sock syndrome. I guess it's just that I have so many things I want to be working on. I'm ready to have these off the needle so I can move on to something else. I actually counted the other day, and I have, with the pair that I cast on this week, which I'll get to in a minute, I now have 6 pairs of socks on the needles, which is unprecedented. I'm not working on all of them all the time, but I need to get some things off the needles. So that is why I'm doing my little bit of quota knitting, because if I can do just a little bit, I at least know I'm making a little bit of progress. So that's what I'm going to talk about right now. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, actually 7, because I left one out. Let me put a note here before I forget. I have, how many did I just say? 7? 7 projects that I am rotating through. And all of these, basically I spent about 15 minutes on either one or two nights over the past almost 2 weeks since I recorded. And so I'm just going to kind of, just a very quick rundown. So I'm still working on my Knitted Heart Vanilla Socks by Elizabeth Suarez. This is a free download on Ravelry. And I am using the Opal Van Gogh in the Starry Night colorway. And I just did a little bit of this. I was trying to remember. This is generally my car knitting. And I know I worked on it over the weekend or recently, but I can't remember where or when I was in the car long enough to do that. I am still on sock 1 on that, and I'm just a little bit past, maybe about an inch past the heel on that. And it's going. I'm not expecting to finish these anytime soon. That, like I said, they're my car knitting, so they're just there. One of these days I'll finish them. Next up is my Trillion, which is a paid pattern by Martina Bame. And I did a few rows. I've probably done, over the past week and a half or so, I've probably done about 5 rows. So again, it's going. One of these days I'll finish it. The Baby Fern Lace Cowl, which is also a free pattern by Allison Ryan. Again, just did a few rows on that, probably about half an inch, if that. I think I might have only worked on it once since I recorded last. The Monster Cowl, which is a paid pattern by Julia Allen. I did a little bit on that, probably about 4 rows. And the other one that I've mentioned in the past that have worked on is the Friendship Socks, which is a paid pattern by Lauren McMorty, who has a new pattern out, by the way. I can't remember the name of it right now. Kiss Me at Midnight? Kiss Me at Midnight, I think, may be the name of the Desert Vista Dye Works colorway. The pattern, I think, oh, I don't know. You'll have to check Lauren's account and see what it is. I'm so sorry. It's something about kissing at midnight. And I did not do very much on this. I think I might have done 15 minutes, probably about two rows. And then the other two things that I've put just a little bit of time into are projects that I haven't talked about on the podcast before. One of them is the Blue Honey, which is a sweater pattern, and it is a paid pattern by Jennifer, I'm not sure how to say this, I think it's Dessau or Dessau. I started this last summer. I decided I wanted I don't know why I decided I needed to work on another sweater besides the vitamin D. But, I guess I wasn't working on vitamin D because it was summertime and it was hot. And this one is a short sleeve sweater, and I thought, you know, I would be ambitious and try to do it. I have done not all that much on it. This pattern is interesting. It is worked, side to side instead of top to bottom. So I have done one sleeve and about 20 rows into one half of the sweater, I think. It is a cardigan. So I think I'm about 20 rows, which is maybe a third of the way across. I'm sorry. I don't really know exactly. I picked that up this week and I did one row on it. So, is that right? Yeah, I just did one row. So I haven't really looked at it that closely since I picked it up again. But, it's a really cute pattern. It's just basically stockinette, and then it has, on the shoulders, it has this kind of honeycomb pattern. And it's a really neat looking pattern. And I am using Malabrigo Rios in the Bonnie Blue colorway, I think. And this one is really interesting. If you look at different projects on Ravelry, the Bonnie Blue varies a lot in the colors. So I was really lucky and was able to get enough skeins all together to do this sweater. So they all matched fairly well. They could have been drastically different. But it is a really, really pretty blue, and it's so soft. I just love Malabrigo. The other project that I picked back up recently, I think I picked up yesterday or the day before, is the Ella Sleep Sack. It's a baby pattern. It is a paid pattern by Brownie Knits, and there are several people I know that are having babies, or you know, either have recently found out they were pregnant or are imminently due. And I decided to pick this back up. I had started this one a couple of years ago for the, one of our very first babysitters was having her first baby. And I had started this, but it was going too slowly and I didn't make my deadline. So I put it aside because I didn't know anybody else who was having a baby. And now there are babies coming back into our lives. So I have picked it up and I may or may not finish it for one of these, but if not, I will stick it aside and I'll have a gift at some point. It's a very basic sleep sack. It's actually open at both ends. It has ribbing. It's just a 2x2 ribbing on both ends. And then down the middle of the front of it, there's a very simple cable. It's really pretty. You're doing this out of Malabrigo sock, which is a superwash merino, in the lettuce colorway. So really pretty green. So nice and unisex. So no matter whether it's a boy or a girl. So those are all of my works in progress. It's a little overwhelming, but I am, like I said, I've got my regimen. I'm trying to just keep plugging along and I know that eventually I'll get through them. The hardest part is that I'm itching to cast things on. And I know that I really, really should not cast anything else on if I want to keep my sanity. Speaking of, actually, I do have one more. I have a new on the needles. And that is the Rosa Rubiginosa, which is from the Knitted Curiosity Cabinet by Hunter Hammerson. It's a sock. Well, this book She has, for each plant-inspired project, she has a sock pattern and then either, you know, some other type of accessory that are based on the same plant. In this case, I am doing the socks based on Rosa rubiginosa, which is a, I'm not going to embarrass myself. My mother is a botanist. It's a rose, obviously, Rosa. And I actually, interestingly enough, I had looked up the picture on Google to see, kind of to see how the pattern, where the inspiration was with what I was working on and the real thing. And I happened, as I was walking into my building today, coming into work, at, alongside the steps, there's actually a Rosa rubiginosa. And so I snapped a picture. So when I finish, I can show the real thing in real life, not just a Google picture, and what I worked on. I am working, I am doing these. I'm also using McMullen Fiber Company sock yarn for this project. And this is in the Prem colorway from the same Hunger Games series. It has another name too. And I can't remember. It was Prem was who it was, the character it was based on, but it actually had another colorway and I don't remember it. It is a really soft pink mix. There's some, a little bit of darker pink in there too, and white. And it is just one of the sweetest yarns I have ever knit with. I'm not a big pink person, but for some reason this yarn is just, I am just in love with it. It makes me so happy. These are part of my personal sock club. So this was the yarn that I pulled out of the bag on February 1st. And it just coincidentally happened to be pink. So it fits with the Valentine's Day theme. And I did not do that on purpose for this particular bag. What I had intended to do, like I said, the Kebne Kaiser socks were my January 1st socks. And obviously it's past February 1st. It's taking me longer than a month to do those. But my plan was to go ahead and cast on February 1st and then maybe work 15 minutes or so each night to keep, you know, some momentum going on them. But once I finished my January socks at work, I would trade and I would bring the February socks to work and work on them that way. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do that because I love working on these and I love the pattern and I kind of just want to finish them. And they can actually fit in with my Nerd Wars projects. So I may have to bump them up and finish them before the end of February. Not a problem with that. It's just my mental trying to keep everything in line. I'm having some issues there. But I really, really love these socks. And if you follow me on Instagram, I posted a picture today of how they're working up, and they really are pretty. Upcoming projects. Oh, wait, nope, I did miss one. The Once Upon a Time sampler, which is from the Frosted Pumpkin Stitchery. I started that, and I think I mentioned that in the last podcast, but I caught a mistake, and I was quite a bit past it, and it was a big mistake. It wasn't something that I could cover up, so I had to pick out quite a bit, and I finally am just getting back on track. So hopefully we'll see some progress on that. The February month, or February block, is out now, so I would like to be able to finish with January and February before the beginning of March. Not sure that's going to happen, but it's not a big deal. Okay, now we can talk about upcoming projects. I am still trying to decide if I want to cast on more for Nerd Wars or just focus on what I've already started. As I mentioned, I already have a ton of stuff on the needle, so I probably don't need to cast anything else on. But at the same time, I don't really have, none of the projects I have on the needles, except for the Blue Honey, which I want to finish, the sweater, or I want to work on steadily, and the Ella sleep sack, which could potentially be a baby gift. None of the others are that urgent, and I wouldn't mind putting them in hibernation to pick up something else. I just have, it has to be the right project. So I'm not sure yet. Probably what I'll do is see if I can finish the Rosa Rubiginosa socks. And if I can finish those for Nerd Wars and I need something else and I have time to do something else, like maybe a baby hat or something, then I'll probably cast on something else. Otherwise, I'm going to try to keep myself from casting on anything. There are two things that I do want to cast on and I've kind of itching. One of them I mentioned the last time, I really want to make another TGV, the high speed knitting shawl using the undead yarn in Zombified. And I almost wound that up the other day. Maybe I will cast that on. This is where I run into, I argue with myself. I think I might, and I have a reason for that. We'll have to see. And then the other thing that I really want to cast on, I promised my daughter that I would make a cowl out of the Another Crafty Girl yarn that I bought on New Year's Eve in the Frozen colorway. And that, again, it's not urgent because I don't think I could finish it in time for her to wear it this year. So, you know, spring is not too terribly far off here in Houston.
We have decided on a pattern, and I can't remember what it is right off. I cued it yesterday
and showed it to her and got approval. You know, getting that 17-year-old approval can be tough. So I may cast that on. I think I'm probably going to wait, though. I can maybe fit that in with one of the other Nerd Wars rounds. So that one isn't urgent. I just kind of want to knit with the yarn, you know. So that is it for everything that is on the needles and that is upcoming and all of my finished objects. I do want to mention that we do have a knit along going. It is the Christmas all year long, and the point of it is to craft something for next year's Christmas. My inspiration for this was that I would like to have enough little knitted ornaments that I could put on a little desktop tree next year during the holidays. I currently have made one, and I would ideally like to make about two a month, but I don't think I'm going to get that accomplished. If you want to join in, you can do, you know, crochet or knitting or pretty much, actually you could do any craft. It doesn't have to be a Ravelry sanctioned craft. Anything that you are working on that would be a Christmas gift or an ornament or a decoration for the holidays, and it can be any holiday, any winter holiday, Christmas, solstice, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus, whatever you celebrate, you can throw it in there. The only rule that I have, that's the only basic rule, is that it has to be for a winter holiday. And I would like you to be a member of the group. I am going to give away prizes quarterly, and so there will be a prize in March, and whatever the next quarter is, June, at the end of March, end of June, end of September, and end of December. And at the end of December, we will also have a grand prize. So anybody that has entered and all over the year will be entered in that drawing. And I am going to be working with my mom on that to get something for Absolute Wonder. The other quarterly prizes will be smaller, and it will probably be a Ravelry pattern of the winner's choice, $10 or less. I may throw in an Etsy gift certificate instead 1 month. This is a very loose knit along, and there's not a whole lot of There's not a whole lot of participation right now, so your chances are good. We actually have only two people have entered right now, so if you enter, your chances for March are kind of high. And I would love it if you would knit along with us.
So let's move on to, I don't have enabling, but I do have birthday goodies. As I mentioned, my birthday was this past week. It was this past Saturday. And it was very low key. We didn't do a whole lot. My husband and I got up and we got breakfast tacos from my favorite taco place. And if you are not a Texan or not familiar with breakfast tacos, you are seriously missing out. The place that we like has really good tortillas, and they have, I mean, just pretty much any topping you could think. Well, breakfasty. I don't know. I don't know how much of an imagination you have if you aren't familiar with breakfast tacos. But the one that I like the best is called the Marianne, and this is from a place called Solis Casa de Tacos, if you are in the Houston area. It's located in Stafford, and the Marianne has scrambled eggs, beans, cheese, and bacon. And this is actually sort of moving into my in the kitchen, but I'll talk more about that. Anyway, so we had breakfast tacos, and then we went to the Museum of Fine Arts Houston to the Age of Impressionism exhibit, which was fantastic. It was not a huge exhibit, but they had a lot of Renoir, and there were, who else? A few Monet, a few, Bouguereau. Oh gosh, I can't even remember all of them right now. But there were a lot of, a lot of semi-famous paintings. Maybe not, not the classic Monets that you're used to seeing. This was from a smaller collection. It was for the Clark collection, I believe. And it was just a really nice way to spend the morning. So we did that, and then we went and grabbed lunch at a place called Jenny's Noodle House, which is, it is Vietnamese, but there's also, it's kind of fusion, I guess, a little bit. There's a Thai influence as well. And I had something really basic. They're called JJ Slippery Noodles. And it's just flat noodles with soy sauce and butter and chicken and maybe a little bit of spice. They were really basic. I didn't want a heavy lunch because I knew that we would go out for dinner. So that's what we had. And then what else? Oh, I came home and I baked a cake, but I'll talk about that in the kitchen. And we went out to a restaurant. You can see where my interests lie, in that all of my birthday things seem to focus around what food we're going to eat. But we went out to a place in Richmond, Texas called The Swinging Door for barbecue. And that's actually my favorite barbecue place in the Houston area. It's a little bit of a drive from Houston. But really good barbecue. The only gift I got from my family was a box of chocolates from a local place called Keg's Chocolates or Keg's Candies. It was really good milk chocolate, like a sampler box, like a Russell Stover's type thing, except these were locally made and handmade chocolates. Delicious. I've shared them. I did not eat the whole box by myself, although I did have more than enough. The main reason that was the only gift I got was because I am going to the Into the Wool retreat in May in Tennessee that's hosted by Dana and Brittany of the Just One More Row podcast and Jess of Storied Yarns. And, I still have to pay my registration or the rest of my registration for that. And I want to have money to spend at the vendors. So that will be my birthday present. I'm perfectly happy with that, especially after seeing the vendors that were posted. Kirby Werby, Hiawassee Creek Dye Works, and many others that just sound awesome. Spartacus Dyes, I just love all these people. So I am really looking forward to that. That will be a great birthday present several months later. So let's move on to In the Kitchen. I don't actually have a lot to talk about, believe it or not. I've been cooking. Rather than eating out, we've been cooking every night, except for maybe one or two nights over the weekend. And there's nothing special about what I've been cooking. Just, everyday meals. The one that I did want to talk about is the chicken tacos that I made, which were absolutely delicious and about as easy as you could possibly get. This is a slow cooker meal. So all you do is put, the recipe calls for 6 chicken breasts, but I used 4 because that's what would fit. Put 4 chicken breasts in the crock pot, sprinkle it with taco seasoning, and pour in a 16-ounce jar of salsa and let it cook 6 to 8 hours on low. When it's done, you can shred the chicken, so you have the shredded chicken that you eat on whatever kind of tortillas you like, or taco shells, or however you want to eat tacos with all of your taco fixings. For me, I don't think I talked about this. No, this was after I recorded last. I was suddenly having this feeling that I talked about this. But anyway, I don't generally use the taco seasoning out of a little packet. I make my own using, store-bought fajita seasoning, cumin, chili powder, salt, and pepper. And that's what I used for this. And it was absolutely delicious. That will be going into permanent rotation for my crockpot meals. So that was the only meal item I wanted to talk about, and I only have one real dessert item to talk about today too. I know that Dawn from Wolf Farms was eager to hear me talk about my birthday cake, so here you go, Dawn. You can live vicariously through me since I know you can't have the chocolate. But I made a devil's food cake with raspberry jam filling. And I'm not sure if that's the exact name of the recipe. This was from the All Cakes Considered cookbook by Melissa Gray. And I talked about that, I think, in my last podcast. But, excuse me. The cake tasted delicious, but there were a little bit of cake shenanigans going on here. So, basically, so this is a devil's food cake. I've never made devil's food cake before, so I don't know if this is common or this is what makes it a devil's food cake. But basically, it's a chocolate cake and it has a little bit of coffee in it as well. Actually, instead of milk, that's right. Instead of milk, you use coffee. And it was really, really good. But I decided for some reason, I guess I know the reason, I was lazy. I decided I did not want to put parchment on the bottom of my cake pans. So I sprayed them really good. At least I thought I sprayed them really good. And then I didn't take them out of the pan immediately. I don't know if that would have made the difference, but they stuck a little bit. The bottom one, it wasn't a big deal because I just flipped it over and you know, the part that was missing that it was on the pan, you couldn't tell. The second one was a bigger deal because it did break in half. And not evenly in half even. It was about a third of the way and then the, you know, 2/3 of the cake. And it also had a chunk missing out. That I was able to actually retrieve and kind of fit back in like a puzzle. But it's okay. I wasn't taking this cake anywhere. It didn't need to be presentable, so I was fine with it. The frosting that the recipe called for, it was really simple. It was just a bag of chocolate chips, evaporated milk, and powdered sugar. However, it was really thin. And when I spread it on, so you take the cake and you spread a layer in the middle, and then you also spread a layer of raspberry jam over that. And that was honestly, I think, what made this cake. It was delicious. But that was really thin. And then I decided, I don't know why I didn't wait to see if it would thicken up. But I didn't. I put the top cake on and decided to go ahead and ice it. And it was a big, hot mess. And finally, I was so frustrated, not frustrated, I wasn't going to be able to spread it the way I needed to anyway, so I just dumped it on the top and let it trickle down the sides. So if you've seen pictures of my cake on Instagram, there's this just big puddle of chocolate around the cake. Like I said, I wasn't taking this anywhere, it didn't need to be presentable, it was just us. And it tasted delicious. Interestingly enough, the next day, the the frosting was really fudgy. So I'm thinking if I had waited a little bit longer, or maybe if I'd stuck it in the refrigerator, it would have been a thicker consistency and would have made for a prettier cake. But at the same time, I'm afraid this was really fudgy. I'm afraid it wouldn't have been spreadable. So I don't know. I will probably make this cake again, but I will need to play with the frosting or maybe even use a different frosting. It tasted great, but I would like something that was a little bit easier to work with. And then the only other thing that I wanted to talk about were the cookies I made tonight. And this isn't even exciting. It's more the story that goes along with them. I was on my way home today, and I was almost home. I was probably about 5 minutes from the house. And my husband, Jimmy, called me and asked where I was. And I told him, and he said, well, good. And apparently, our neighbor had called him to let him know that our front door was open and the dog was in the yard, and he had managed to let Pearl in the house and shut the door. And I didn't know what he had said. He just said I heard the dog was in the yard and that somebody had put it back in the house. I kind of assumed it was the police because our neighborhood is an incorporated city. It's very small. It's almost the size of a subdivision. But we have our own police force, and they are very diligent, which is a good thing. Especially, we live right outside the Houston city limits, and crime not far from our house can be an issue. So I really like the fact that we have a very active police force. But at the same time, I also was worried that we would be charged for having our dog off the leash, even though this was an accident. We're still not quite sure what happened. I got home and, of course, I was worried. First of all, I was worried that I was going to be greeted by the cops, but I wasn't. It was because it was our neighbor who had taken care of this for us. And of course, the bigger worry was that someone might have broken into the house. As it turned out, that the door was just open. I think what happened is our door, if the deadbolt isn't locked, it can blow open if it's really gusty. And today was gusty. And when I left this morning, I could swear I locked the lock, but I also remember that I walked out and realized that no one had brought up the garbage cans from yesterday from the curb, and I really needed to bring them up because, again, we could get fined for that, so I wanted to make sure they were off the curb. And I must have just gotten distracted with that and not locked the top lock. Thus, there was nothing missing in the house. It was clear that nobody had been in the house. And I think that all of this must have happened really not very long before we got home. Our the guy that does our lawn was also on the street and had texted my husband to let him know that something was up. And so we have good neighbors. They really looked out for us. The whole point of this story is that I wanted to do something nice for our neighbors for taking care of this for us. So my supervisor at work for my birthday had given me a cake mix and sprinkles and something else, I don't remember. But I used that. It was that Funfetti cake, and it has the recipe for the cookies on the side. So I just used the cake mix and made a batch of those and frosted them and put sprinkles on them, and we took them next door to our neighbors. Okay, I'm not going to lie. We took half of them to the neighbors. The other half are in my kitchen, and I've already eaten a couple or three. Not gonna lie. So that is not a whole lot of foodie shenanigans, but I am going to Austin this weekend to visit some friends. My husband, on two or three times a semester, does an astronomy workshop at University of Texas, and we go up there, and we're going, and when we go up there, we always tend to eat out. So I may have good foodie things to talk about when I come back next week. Hopefully it will not be another almost two weeks before I record, but these days finding time to record can be a real issue. This one, okay, so it hasn't been so bad with me recording this late. I don't seem to be quite as out of it as I often am at this time of night. So I will do my best to record in about a week. And until then, I hope everyone is staying warm, and I will wish for you the arrival of spring. And I will talk to you soon. Bye. Hey guys, it's me again. I completely forgot something that I wanted to talk about when I started talking about my birthday. I meant to talk about some of the things that I had received. So, forgive me for just popping back in here. First of all, I didn't get permission to mention who gifted me these, but I did get gifted three patterns on Ravelry for my birthday. And one of them was the Calm Chaos Cowl by Sarah, I'm not sure how to say it, Graybach, Grace Gressbach, which is a, I haven't looked at it too closely, but it has a chevron pattern and then another textured pattern alongside it. And it looks like a really pretty pattern. And I will knit that at some point. I can't wait. And then the other was the lipstick sweater by Hohi Locatelli, which is actually I had been looking at very recently after finishing the vitamin D. I really wanted to start another sweater. Then I remembered that I had the blue honey on the needles. I'm going to finish that one first. But this was one that I had been looking at because I have a whole bunch of Barocco vintage that I could use for this pattern. The thing about it is that it's kind of a limey green, and I don't know that that color would be great for me. I had bought it for a baby blanket at one point. But I have that, and that could possibly become this sweater. We'll have to see. And then the other pattern I received was the Bastille Cowl by Thea Coleman. And this is a longer, thicker cowl that I had cued recently. And again, I will eventually knit it. And I think the three of you, who you know who you are, who gifted these things to me, and I really appreciate it. And then the other thing that I received was a package from my mom, and I got this yesterday. And this was such a special package. It had a skein of my mom's homespun and handspun. Did I say? Whatever. The yarn that she spun herself. And she is actually a fairly new spinner, but you would not know it. This is amazingly beautiful yarn. It's in a very pretty greens and just my colors all over. I just still can't believe that she has only been spinning for as little time as she had. I had a little bit of her talent. She also included a handmade spindle. She had told me about these when she was here in November, how she was going to make these or had made these. And it's just a basic dowel, and it's just a really basic spindle, but she did some wood burning on the top, so it's very pretty. And she also included a set of the Chinese needles that everybody is talking about. So if I can't be worried about not having the needles, it's just a matter of the time when I'm thinking about whether I need to cast something else on or not. And then the other thing she included was a bat that is just beautiful. And it's in the Robin Hood colorway. And I did not write down who it was by, but it was someone from Vicksburg, Mississippi. And she mentioned it to me, or mentioned something like it, when we were talking right after my birthday. But it is super soft, and I remember seeing that it had merino and silk, and I don't remember what else, Angelina. I don't know if that was all. But it's a kind of an earthy greenish brown color, and it is so, so soft. I was carrying it around. Jimmy said, "You're carrying it like a baby." I'm like, "It's just so squishy." But anyway, I just wanted to include that and say thank you to everybody who gave me beautiful things. I will talk to y'all soon. Bye.